This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Presidents Biden and Xi Jinping of China have met at the G20 summit in Bali, Indonesia, Monday. President Biden.
To show that China and the United States can manage our differences, prevent competition from becoming anything near conflict, and to find ways to work together on urgent global issues that require our mutual cooperation.
President Xi Jinping via a translator.
Well, since you assumed the presidency, we have maintained communication via video conferences, phone calls, and letters. But none of them can really substitute for face-to-face exchanges.
Nevada Senator Catherine Cortez Masto defeated Adam Laxalt and will maintain control of the Senate for the next 2 years. Democrats will now try to add to their control of the chamber in Georgia's runoff election on December 6th. Turkish police have arrested 46 people over the explosion in central Istanbul that left at least 8 people dead and 81 others injured in a shopping area. The Interior Minister told reporters on Monday that the suspect included the person of interest who left the bomb that caused the explosion in Turkey's largest city. 8 billion humans are living on the planet Earth, a huge milestone officially projected for Tuesday by the United Nations. The UN reported people are living longer with generally better access to health care, food, clean water, and sanitation than in past generations. Bessie Hendricks, the oldest living person in the United States, has celebrated her 115th birthday. The Iowa resident spent the special day together with her 3 children at the care center where she lives. Hendricks was born in 1907, the same year the first electric ball drops in Times Square, New York. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
After filing for bankruptcy on Friday, FTX Sam Bankman-Fried sit in the crosshairs of U.S. prosecutors. FTX's offshore status shielded the company from strict U.S. laws that govern trading and how investments can be sold to the public. But FTX's implosion last week and reports that it used customer funds to back an affiliate's risky venture investments have exposed the company and its founder to potential criminal liability. This, as a ton of money is missing and unaccounted for. President Biden transferring student loan debt to the American people, including poor families that can't afford college, will be required to help pay it back, has been put on hold by a Texas judge. Tony Maruso from our Gulf Coast Bureau explains why some think the hold is only temporary.
President Biden's student loan forgiveness plan this past week dealt a blow when a federal judge in Texas struck it down. But some legal experts say that ruling is likely to be overturned by the Supreme Court. Abby Shafroth is the director of the Student Loan and Borrower Assistance Project at the National Consumer Law Center.
The president has has ample authority under the settlement and compromise provisions of the Higher Education Act to administer the student loan program, to make loans, and also to cancel and forgive those loans when he so chooses.
From the Gulf Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
That's our mission, and we're committed to it, but we need we the people. Three most powerful words and the most powerful agency in this true democratic republic. Not the democratic democracy that Democrats are talking about. We're talking about the legitimate democratic republic that our founding fathers said that we could. That's what we have if we can keep it. And I don't know about you, but it just seems like it's slipping through our fingers ever so consistently. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Phil Hotzenpiller from American Faith, he's the president and founder, joins us now. Hey, Phil, good morning. How are you?
Phil, good morning to you. And
well,
no truer words. If we can hold on to our republic,
yes.
That's going to be the challenge. And that's the day that we live in today, is shoring up the walls and trying to take back ground lost to the enemy.
Were you surprised that the Democrats came up with this slogan? It was almost like an 11th hour slogan that they were the protectors of democracy, when it's been their very policies that have destroyed this democratic republic. I mean, they violated the Constitution, you know, consistently, but somehow they claim some higher ground because there's no counter narrative. There's nobody, you know, even laughing out loud about their ridiculous statements, Phil.
Well, this has been the strategy, and the Republican Party has been very, very slow to understand this strategy for some reason, that whenever you put the first statement out, even if it's completely bogus, you put the other side on the defensive to try to say, no, that's not true, then they look like the ones that are in defensive mode all the time versus offensive. And I think the Republican Party would just make some outlandish, bold statements, be they true or close to the truth, then at least it would put the Democratic Party on a defensive posture like we are. So I think this narrative, they've worked very, very well, and they're consistent with it. And whether it's a Fetterman who they play the poor me card with,
mm-hmm.
Whether it's a Joe Biden, I mean, it doesn't matter. That narrative happens, you know. It's happened with the entire gay rights movement. It's happened with the abortion issue. I mean, just name your topic. There's where it is. They control the narrative, mm-hmm. and we're always in defensive posture.
Well, and it's amazing, Phil, because you look at the polling on abortion, for example. You bring up abortion. 80% of the country says that there should be restrictions. 80%. Okay, as high as the numbers that say that we should have voter ID, another topic. But nonetheless, I mean, it's a huge number. That is a super-duper majority of people saying there should be some restrictions. But then you got California, no restrictions. You got Montana, which was a big shock, you know, that voted to. And you wonder, and you know, we're just talking with Jim Harden, is that did the people really understand what they were voting on this issue in order to pass unrestricted abortions, and of course everything that goes with it is probably the sale of baby parts and the whole enchilada here.
Well, I don't think they did, because I had multiple calls from people on Prop 1 here in California, which clearly was unrestricted abortion, and they said, which way should, I don't understand this. And I thought, I read it and I understood it, but not everybody did. And I think you're exactly right. Was that 5% or was that 50%? I don't have a clue, but I think people were indeed confused.
Yeah, and this is what the Democrats are real good at doing, again, which is an anathema of our Founding Fathers. Founding Fathers said that all legislation should be written in such a way that it is easily understood. But, you know, it's like you got to have all these high-priced lawyers. You've got to go see the Supreme Court. You got to have all this adjudication, because the Democrats, they do not believe in simplicity. They believe in complexity, because it gives them room to do things according to their own eyes and be self-justified.
Right. Well, and I, again, remember, we're in a war, and the war is not the Democrats and Republicans. This is a spiritual battle, ultimately, and it's a battle of good and evil. It really is. And I'm not saying that all the Republicans are good at all. I'm just saying there is a bigger issue behind the curtain than what we seem to fight for. And if we don't recognize that, you know, this nation was founded based on Judeo-biblical principles, Judeo-Christian principles, and it succeeded because of that faith of the forefathers, that we need to understand what we're really dealing with here. And then we can lean into that. At the same time, we make best decisions about best candidates.
Exactly. And that will bring us together. That will unite us. You know, I was talking with Larry Klayman earlier. I mean, Phil, read the Declaration of Independence. I mean, this is where this country is. We're back in 1776 land, where we have a grievance to lay out against this current government that has taken over. I mean, this is not a government of, for, by, we the people anymore. That is gone. That's in the rearview mirror, and that's clear. And, you know, to your point, we've got lever pullers that are happening in this deep state, in the shadows, this shadow government that we never elected. But they have been able to abscond with power, rob us blind, and really pretty much have us blind boxed and begging right now, the way I look at it.
Well, yeah, and I think it just goes to show you, with somebody like, you know, like, let's take the president, the vice president. Let's take Fetterman. Let's take any of those ones that are inept. They're just not capable of doing a great job. They don't care who gets elected, because there are decision makers behind, let's say, behind the teleprompter, you know, making decisions for these people who are really just playing into everyone's hand. Otherwise,
exactly.
I mean, why don't they elect a great statesman? Why don't they elect a great orator, a great mind of our day? No, it's not it. It's, you know, can they get votes? Can we control them? I think those are the two big issues.
Right. Well, and we saw that happen even on the Republican side, where McConnell was, he was nervous because he didn't want the MAGA Republicans coming in, because it was going to make harder work for him.
You know, this whole political thing is like chili. You know, there's meat and beans in there, and there's tomatoes in there, and you can't take it apart once you mix it. I don't even know what the chili mix is we got anymore, you know?
Right.
And then everybody says, eat the chili. Why? Because it's the only thing you got. Okay, I'm going to eat the chili. How about some crackers? No, you can't have those. Those are white. I mean, it's just like a crazy world we're living in right now.
It really is. I remember I was dating this gal, and she worked for Love's Barbecue. Remember Love's Barbecue? They had a franchise there in Southern California.
Yes.
And they had their Love, what they called Love's Delight. And I didn't know. You know, she would say, hey, come by to my work, you know. And so I went there for have lunch one day when I got off the air. And I didn't know what to order. And I ordered Love's Barbecue or the Love's Delight. And the Love's Delight was exactly like the chili that you described. And when I told her what I ordered, she goes, oh, my gosh, you didn't want to do that. And she goes, because that's where they put all the scraps and pieces. And they just, you know, it's all hidden in that barbecue sauce, right?
Oh, my God.
We learned the hard, but that's you know, to your point, this is where we are. We're in the middle of Love's Delight Chili, where everything is all, you know, hidden behind this secret political sauce that we're having to bow our knee to and bow our heads to. It's unbelievable. But, hey, look, we're here, and we're getting those chefs out of the kitchen, Phil, and we're going to take over. We've got more from Bill Hotzenfiller after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Afghanistan's capital, Kabul, was recently shaken by a suicide bomber who injured over 20 people and killed at least four. The timing of this terrible attack coincides with the start of the Tide Race to Share the Gospel, a challenge that takes participants on a virtual 13-mile prayer circuit through the streets of Kabul. This terrible tragedy highlights the urgency of sharing the gospel, and we're grateful that race participants will be praying for these specific people at this precise location. We praise God for His divine guidance months ago when, even though we had no idea what would happen days before the race kickoff, He did. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people in Afghanistan whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I'm Bill Martinez. It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Phil Hodgson-Piller, the president and founder of American Faith, continues with us. Phil, some of the exit polls, some early indications, of course, this is going to be another study to figure out what the heck happened in these midterm elections. You know, the natural paradigm and tradition would have said that there would have been a red wave, but for whatever reason, everybody's scratching their head going, the matrix, the general traditional matrix has been thrown out the window just like it was thrown out in 2020. So it leads everybody into wondering what did happen. But one of the key things that's coming out early is that young people came out to vote in record numbers. This is what I'm hearing. And these young people are that first generation of fully indoctrinated and compliant socialists that our universities and the culture has groomed. And that, you know, this is a first indication of the kind of political force and dangerous force that the Gen Zers have become. What do you say?
Well, I think there's probably some truth in that. I think the bigger truth is probably you've got a lot of people, and I'm going to say even in faith community, that are bucking against the abortion issue. And I think you've got people saying, you know, we see now what a state can do. They can restrict this. And whether they get an abortion or not, there's still this mindset, you know, that maybe a woman should decide. So I think that played bigger into this than most people realize.
I think you're right.
You see some of the polls. You're right on the polls about, you know, late-term abortion. But you asked the question, you know, should a woman decide? I think if you poll that younger demographic, I think you're going to find that they would say, yeah, I think they should. And that's going to be faith community, too. So I think that played bigger than most people would imagine.
Should a woman and a man, it's the unit that created that child, yes, it's in the woman, but is it reasonable, or is there a position here, or is it just my body, my rights, the heck with you, and men have no say in this?
Well, again, it goes back to, if we really want to use the argument, my body, my say, then you really can't say that because it's really not your body you're making a decision over. It's another body. It's the right. It's the baby. And so there's all kind of logics of, you know, fallacy of logic that go on with this question. You know, if a woman who is pregnant is hit and the baby dies in it, it's vehicular manslaughter. Because the baby died, even though the mother survived, so the baby is considered a human being in the womb, unless you're aborting, then it's not considered a human being. So I think that logic has gone out the door. We're operating in chaos, and that's just when you pull God out of a situation, you go from order to disorder. And that's really what I think is playing out in our world today.
Yeah, and I know that people, they stiffen up when you mention that this is evil. But what else can you call it but what it is? And I'm sorry that you're offended, but I got to imagine the child that you just aborted is greatly offended. And not to mention all the associated family dominoes, whether it is the father or the grandparents. You know, that may or may not know about it. Are they going to be offended? And then, of course, what we've learned in the 49 years since Roe v. Wade was passed is that this is much more complicated. I mean, for a woman to, you know, to have all the pressure on herself, you know, take it upon herself, and this is what the women are doing in saying, my body, my right, which, like you said, is a false argument. I agree with that. But, you know, this has been so emotionalized that reason and conscience has been seared in the process. And this is why we have so many women today who have participated in an abortion and too many have committed suicide as a result in dealing with that, the reality that they actually killed their child, that it was a human being. It wasn't just some excess skin or some tumor, as was presented early on during, you know, the pre-sonogram look-see of what was happening in a mom's tummy, in her womb. But all that's out the door now. Now we've got the science, we've got the facts, and I'll tell you, Phil, I feel, as much as I can say this, I feel for women who find themselves in a situation where they have to consider, or they feel like they have to consider an abortion.
I agree. Issues like this are so complicated because they don't involve science as much as they involve ethics. And I think that's what we've missed on this thing. There's an ethical issue, a moral issue here that people want to have to grapple with. And if you remove the idea of God, so you don't have absolute truth, then ethical moral arguments aren't important. And I think that to me is the, because you can argue the science thing. And I think that's the problem that, you know, what was it? I'm trying to think which country in Europe, before you had an abortion, you have to listen to the baby's heartbeat. You know? And they said the abortions dropped 40% when the mother listened to the heartbeat.
Right.
Now the new narrative is, oh, that's not a heartbeat. That's just an electronic pulse coming from the mother. That has nothing to do with it.
That's the Stacey Abrams theory that she'll probably get a Nobel Peace Prize for, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah, and so the science thing is just, it's only a convenience for argument.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but if you force this into an ethical moral thing, you know, now you're questioning whether there is truth or is it just relative.
Right.
And if there is no truth, then anything is doable. Because if I pose the question, you know, was it justifiable to murder 6 million Jews?
Mm-hmm.
I would assume that most people would either say absolutely not, or you would have a fringe group that would say that didn't really happen. I mean, one of the two things are going to happen,
right?
You know, but if I force the one, okay, why is it not ethical then to wipe out a population? What makes that wrong? Well, everybody knows that's wrong. Well, on what basis? And I think if you keep driving this moral ethical thing back, if you find there is no absolute truth, then it's justifiable to wipe out, you know, any group of people you want at any time, any, whether their age, their ethnicity matters or whatever else. So it's a big umbrella question that doesn't get answered because ethics is not a part of, you know, the learning process today.
Well, we want to ignore it. We've seared our conscience to accept, you know, a narrative. We want to have life our own way, according to our own eyes. And you and I and others, Phil, that look, we know better, and we are the voice that is doing everything we can to pierce the darkness, to let people know that, look, God has established this. The infrastructure of righteousness is baked into the cake. This is the way God designed his creation. Everything that he has created is to promote life. And when you counter righteousness and you go against the goad, you're going to pay a severe price here. And you know, you may think, oh, it's not that bad, or you listen to some of these stars that tell you, they get up in front of the television set and say, you know, I'm so glad I aborted my children. I wouldn't be the star that I was today if I had a baby. Well, how do you know that? And to make that statement is so dangerous and irresponsible because of the message that it puts out to everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, the good thing is star power is pretty much gone. They don't have the juice they used to have. I know the Messiah complex is killing them right now because they just don't really, people don't care anymore. They really don't.
Yeah.
And you're seeing it from the you know, the viewership on Oscars or any other award ceremony. People don't care.
Yeah, it's one big yawner, that's for sure. Got to leave it there.
Yeah.
Phil Hotzenpiller, president and founder of American Faith. That's where you go, AmericanFaith.com, to be in the flow of the know. Thank you, Phil. God bless. Appreciate it.
Thanks, buddy. All right, bye-bye.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Presidents Biden and Xi Jinping of China have met at the G20 summit in Bali, Indonesia, Monday. President Biden.
For us to be able to work together, the United States stands ready to do just that, work with you if that's what you desire.
President Xi Jinping via a translator.
From the initial contact and the establishment of diplomatic relations to today, China and the United States have gone through 50-plus eventful years.
Turkish police have arrested 46 people over the explosion in central Istanbul over the weekend that left at least 8 people dead and 81 others wounded in a shopping area. Those arrested included the bomb suspect that left the package. 8 billion humans are living on the planet, a huge milestone officially projected for Tuesday by the United Nations. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
America, Bill Martinez with you. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Brent Vanderhill, Managing Director for the North America at Project Management Institute, is going to be joining us in just a moment to talk about how 200,000 U.S. military transition into civilian life every year, and along with the challenges of settling back into everyday life, many service members are unsure how their military skills can translate to their next act in the workforce. Now, luckily, there are resources that can help, and this is why Brantley is joining us now. Brantley, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, I appreciate all the great work and the focus on military personnel. After all, they've gone to serve our country, to ensure our liberties that we enjoy today. When you think about active service military, they probably represent about 1% of Americans. And we need to give them, you know, the honor due them and the support that's needed. And we know, and being a former military myself, so I know it from the ground up, that these people who are transitioning from a military occupation to civilian life, it can be a bit of a challenge. But, you know, as I would remind them, and you as well, is that the skill set, the things, the discipline that they learned in the military are invaluable to civilian life.
Yes, that's right. And most veterans say the military prepared them for active duty. However, only about half say that they were well prepared for the transition. And that transition begins 1 to 2 years prior to the completion of their service. Mm-hmm. And while they spent a significant amount of time in the military, they just might not realize how extensive their skills and capabilities actually are, because serving in the military requires a combination of strategic, technical, and interpersonal skills, all of which are highly relevant to the project management profession.
Yeah, without a doubt. I think the tough transition to make is that when you're in the military, everything is set for you. And, you know, you're like that bird in the nest. I mean, everything is programmed for you. You follow the rules. It goes well for you. You get promoted. Everything is set for you. But now it's time to get outside the nest and take that skill set that you've developed and apply it to civilian life. I can appreciate that it can be a bit of a transition, because you can get so focused on your military career or experience that you just can't quite see how it applies to civilian life. But, you know, the information we're getting back from employers who hire former military is they couldn't be more satisfied because of the quality individual that they now have on their staff.
Yeah, that's right. And that's where PMI comes in, because we can help veterans translate their skills into a project management career. There's a pretty good chance that military members already have the skills and knowledge needed to transition into a project or program management job. So I highly recommend our service members look into project management as a career choice. When they were in the military, they were probably leading or participating in missions, working on intricate projects. They developed a skill set that helped them create the scope of a project, be able to execute that project, manage risks, manage and lead a team. That's what project management is all about.
Exactly. Brantley, unfold a little bit more specifically the valuable resource to military veterans that PMI offers.
Well, PMI is the world's leading nonprofit advocating for project management. We offer a variety of professional development options for people looking to build and grow their career in project management. Things from e-learning and events to certifications. And something that's unique about us is our very strong community of over 3 million members and certified practitioners. It's a great place to start for networking and creating that sense of belonging. And in the United States, we have 140 chapters that serve local members, half of which have military communities comprised of individuals who made that military to civilian transition themselves. So our chapter volunteers, our authorized training providers, they're ready. They're on the standby to provide coaching and mentoring to help veterans create their project management resume based on their military experience.
Yeah, and the other thing to consider here right now is the current state of the U.S. labor force and the opportunity that is available. I mean, there are, I think at last estimate, according to the U.S. Labor Department, in excess of 10 million jobs available. So we have plenty of jobs. We just need to, you know, bring that opportunity into the spectrum of these former military vets, these military vets who want to, you know, they just want to do what Americans do. They just want to go to work, be productive, provide for their families, right?
Yeah, there's a huge gap in the availability of skilled professionals. According to our own talent gap report, the global economy needs 25 million new project professionals by 2030. And jobs in project management can be lucrative. In the U.S., a project management average salary is $115,000. So there's great opportunity to pursue this career, even a certification. So we offer the Project Management Professional, PMP, or the CAPM, Certified Associate in Project Management, which could help military veterans differentiate themselves, but also wear that as a badge to show, hey, I have the knowledge, skills, and experience to manage and lead projects.
Exactly. So what advice do you have specifically for vets transitioning to civilian life?
So taking advantage advantage of some of the training programs or certification programs that are made available through our chapters and training providers. So getting that experience, military experience, documented into a project management resume, which then could be used to apply for a certification like the PMP and take a prep course and, you know, all this could take a few weeks up to a year depending on how prepared one feels or wants to be. And I want to underscore the fact that there are funding sources available through the branches of the military or through the Veterans Administration, not only for military, but also for military spouses. So this can help individuals obtain one of PMI certifications.
Wow, what a great idea. We're talking with Brentley Underhill, Managing Director in North America at Project Management Institute, and breaking down, you know, the details of how, I mean, in a sense, this is, you know, quite the plan. It's a comprehensive plan to help former U.S. military transition into civilian life. Every year, it's estimated about 200,000 former U.S. military do make that transition. And what PMI offers is a future and a hope for them by leveraging their skills and their experience in the military and helping them understand how that applies to civilian life and what a value, what an asset they can be to companies that need their services, right?
Yes, and increasingly project managers are being looked at to be strategic advisors within their organizations. And military personnel who come out of the service come equipped with those leadership skills. They were trained in that, they were developed, and what better way to start applying them as soon as they're ready to transition?
We got about a minute left here, Brantley. Explain to the audience what the certification process looks like for vets.
So the first step is documenting your experience, documenting your education, taking a preparation course, which could be done in person, could be done virtually, as is popular today, or via an on-demand course, and then scheduling the exam and going for it. And once that achievement happens, then put that on your resume and let the world know about it. Engage with one of your local PMI chapters who provide networking opportunities for you to meet people who are like you or people that are looking for people like you to hire in their organizations and take advantage of the career opportunities locally. And I want to leave your listeners with the website, which is pmi.org/military, in order to find out more.
Brantley Underhill, thank you so much for the information. It's absolutely awesome, and we encourage vets to get involved. Check it out. Again, the website one more time, Brantley.
It is pmi.org/military.
Brantley Underhill, thank you for being with us. Take care.
Thank you so much.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
This report is sponsored by Janssen Pharmaceuticals, incorporated under CP308462V1. The average out-of-pocket prescription cost for insured patients has risen in the U.S. in recent years, despite overall drug prices remaining stable or even declining. One reason patient out-of-pocket spending has grown is a change in how health insurance is designed and how pharmacy benefits are managed. When a patient reaches their maximum amount for medication coverage on their insurance plan, they may hit a coverage gap, causing out-of-pocket prescription costs to suddenly increase. Patients on blood thinner medication shouldn't have to worry about missing doses because of an insurance coverage gap. There is a potential option available to help keep their blood thinner treatment plan on track. Dr. Daniel Slott is a senior vice president at the American Pharmacists Association.
Insurance plans can be complex and confusing, but patients shouldn't have to compromise their health because they can't afford their medications. Your pharmacist can help you find programs designed to help you afford your medications.
To learn more about coverage gaps, visit feelingwhen.com.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Charles Finney said that revival happens when it's most needed. Well, I'll tell you, you look over the culture today and you go, wow, if we ever needed a revival, you would think that today is the day. But look, it is God Almighty who determines those times and when it's right and when it will be ignited. It is in His hands, and we pray that that would be sooner than later, because how many more people have to suffer at the hands of the evil that is running, almost without any resistance, it would seem. Adam Holtz, the director for Focus on the Family's PluggedIn.com, is with us right now talking about culture, family-friendly movies, streaming, and DVDs. Hey, Adam, happy Monday to you. How are you?
I'm good, Bill. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm, I say I'm doing good, but I tell you, I feel a lot of heaviness, to be honest with you right now.
Yeah.
I look out in our culture, and, you know, we're not all the way through a midterm, and we got another, crazy election, result that, I know many people are disappointed with, but, I think it's time for us to really take seriously, what is happening in our culture, because politics is downstream the culture. And
yeah.
Politics, I mean, people would say, well, politics is very polluted. Well, guess what? The culture is very polluted. You can't get righteousness out of unrighteousness. And clearly, the people of this country have decided that they want to do it their way without God. And, we're reaping what we've sown.
No, I think that's exactly right. Honestly, I don't know that I have much more to add to that other than the idea that from every direction, the message that I think is often aimed at us is that you as an individual are the most important thing. and your happiness is more important than anything. Now, you know, with all due respect to the, you know, the founding fathers who talked about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, when I make myself the most important thing, it comes at a cost. And I think there was a time when we understood culturally that we were all in it together. And now it just feels like it's every man and woman for himself. And, you know, if you're okay, great, but I don't really care about anybody else. And I think, unfortunately, as we look at entertainment and at news and at everything that comes at us through our little small screens every day, that message is just reinforced over and over and over. And I wonder if the progressive side won the messaging war when it came to abortion, that as opposed to framing it as we're fighting on behalf of innocent life, you know, those who were defending abortion and abortion rights were fighting for, you know, the individual, and heaven forbid that, you know, anybody should have anything to say about the decisions you're making. And I'm with you, Bill. I'm deeply concerned about the trajectory of our culture, and I'm deeply mindful of the fact that our entertainment, which we deal with at Plugged In all the time, reinforces that individualistic message constantly.
Exactly. Well, it is a spirit of selfishness, there's no doubt. I believe that the decision, you know, to take one's life in this manner has got to be one of the most selfish acts that we can do, that grieves the Father, that ultimately grieves us, because anything we do against the natural construct of a righteous world that God has intended for us, I mean, understanding that it's fallen, but you got to understand, you're still dealing with God's character. God created the heavens and earth. He created them for a certain purpose and a design that's reflective of His character. And when we honor His heart and character, it goes well for us. When we violate that, then, you know, we can fool ourselves just as, you know, Eve did in a sense in the Garden of Eden. She fooled herself, and look what happened. It gave entry to all this that we're dealing with today. And, you know, and I sit there, and as you do, Adam, I mean, here the charge was, you know, the baton was handed from our parents to us, to lead our children and to be that example, you know, so that they could be delivered from a world of lying and cheating and killing and stealing, a world that is, you know, commanded by Satan himself. And this is what we're seeing, is evil is being manifest in every, you know, scheme and every aspect of our daily lives today. You know, Jonathan Cahn has that new book called Return of the Gods. And I'm telling you, the gods have come back and they are ticked. You know, they've been bound up for a while. But, you know, God said this would happen. And the gods that we're talking about are these evil gods, small g gods, that are coming back into the culture with a vengeance. And all this stuff, you know, this promiscuity, this, you know, this castration, chemical castration of our kids, drag queen story hours. I mean, on and on, the debasement and the turning back of ethics and morality in our country, and the blatant backturning on God. And here we are. I mean, we're each year that we continue on this pattern, it just gets worse and worse. And I don't know how much worse it has to get, Adam, before, you know, something dramatic occurs. And, you know, this is in the hand of God, and I believe in as much as it's in our hands as well to turn from our wicked ways. I mean, we've got to make a decided choice, just like we've made a decided choice to have it our way, right?
No, that's exactly right. And I think what was dispiriting about this election was it seems like so many of these things should be self-evident, but it seems like they're not. You know,
and no, they're not. I think, yeah, and especially with the young people, Adam. The young people, the Gen Zers. I mean, this is shocking, but you know, it's shocking on one hand, but it just tells you how
you know, how we've ignored what was happening in our schools. This is the first generation that's been fully indoctrinated by the public school system. And here they are. I mean, they're without God, without sense of morality, without, you know, a sense of revelation. And revelation, I'm talking revelation that comes from God. They have no concept to consider that God is actually revealing His glory to His creation. But if we don't plug into it and we're not listening in, we're missing out. And boy, I'll tell you, with the dire times that are ahead of us, you really want to do this without God?
Right. Well, and I think as you and I have talked about before, each person is on a journey, and I know that that's utterly cliche, but I think it's fair to ask, you know, how's your journey going? How are you coping with the stresses that you're experiencing? Where is your hope? You know, and as we have conversations with people who don't share our convictions about Christ, I think without being confrontational, we can just say, hey, you know, how is it being king of your world? Is that working out for you? Because there came a moment for me where being king of my world was not very royal at all. It was just an embarrassing mess. And I had to admit, man, I don't want to live this way. I don't want to treat people like I'm treating them. But I think everybody has to get to that point, and some people never do, you know. And again, I think the individualism of our culture reinforces this idea that you're your own authority and nobody else can speak into your life. And I think it's what a poisonous idea, ultimately, because it sets ourselves up on the throne. And we know that we're not meant to be.
Well, and I hope what our audience is hearing is the voice of two men who have been there, done that, made the mistakes. And this is why we can speak with such conviction, because by God's grace and mercy, we were allowed to live life in a way on our own terms and found out that God's laws are still in effect. That God is involved and cares about us, and we know the difference. We know what life is with God and without God. And what it is right now is that the idea of even thinking to live life without God, I shudder. I shudder at the concept, you know, and the consideration. And that's why we speak to you know, bring this message, a message of love, that God loves you. Just as he loves all of us. And sometimes people don't hear that. And they may be just hearing that for the first time. God loves you. Regardless of what you think you've done, whatever you think your value is, that you've sinned and you're not worthy. Guess what? Neither one of us is worthy. It's not about worth. It's about God and his choice. Because God cherishes each one of us where we are right now. And he wants us to come home. He wants us to enjoy all the benefits of a righteous life, of doing good by God's terms. We've got about a minute left here, and I just want to transition real quickly and talk about, The Chosen. I'm heading to Atlanta. I think you may be too tomorrow, because we have a red carpet tour there with The Chosen. I'm really excited about this. This is the ribbon cutting ceremony, in a sense, for the third season, right?
Yeah, it is, and it comes out, I believe, next weekend in theaters, episode 1 and 2 to kick off the third season. I'm not going to be actually in Atlanta. I just couldn't make it work this time, but I think it's going to be a great event.
Well, it is, and I'm looking forward to it. And this is a Fathom event going to be there. And to give you an indication of how Fathom is all in on this deal. Usually, these kind of things, maybe 800,000 theaters. There's over 2,000 theaters involved in this premiere, which is really exciting. And this is all based on the success and the popularity of this incredible series, The Chosen.
Yep. That's exactly right, and we're going to have some more information up on it tomorrow on our blog, so come check us out at PluggedIn.com.
There it is. Adam Holtz, thank you, buddy. Take care. God bless.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pillow.